Okay, gentlemen, it's a real simcha to see you, not a flat kind of two-dimensional view, but to see really makes an enormous difference. I had some thoughts I wanted to share with you. It's a suggestion and a thought, and it might not be realistic at all, and it might not be practical at all, and it might not make sense at all, but I was inspired by a shit I heard a few days ago by Baron Lapiansky, and he was speaking about the return to shul, and he was speaking about if something is taken away, and then afterwards you get it back, why does Hashem take things away from us and by giving back? And I was also thinking about Gemara in Brochus, and Gemara in Brochus tells us, Rav Dessler speaks about it at least one place, this Gemara, I've forgotten, I think it's Avinna perhaps, that he was going through the marketplace, and he saw people throwing around bread, and he says, "Well, if that's the case, then it's going to be a famine. It's going to be famine." And Taka's, as soon as he spoke, there was a famine started, and not much later, when people were queuing up, it was mamash no food, and it was a real genuine famine. So he said, "Well, if people are queuing up like this, then people were really waiting queues just for tiny dried figs or dried dates, they were waiting." He said, "Well, if that's the case," he says, "then Kadosh Baruch is going to bench again with an abundance." And so it was. So I've forgotten the way I saw it. Perhaps it's Abdesla himself or somewhere else. So it's not a punishment. It wasn't a punishment. If somebody really machshiv something, then you get it. If you don't appreciate something, then you lose it. That's nature of things. This is by David HaMelech. It says that the garments that he didn't have garments, despite the fact of having garments, beginning of Sef Malachim, despite of him having garments, it didn't warm him up. And the Mefarshim say that the reason why, because he wasn't machshavit, and in Sefer Shmuel we find how he cut off the corner of the garment of Shaul HaMelech, because that it shows that it didn't value it, and it didn't value it sufficiently, and therefore it lost its power. The point is that if you Kadosh Baruch Hu takes things away from us if you don't see its importance, that's the rule of thumb. So in line with that, Lapiansky speaks about when a kelo returns to shul, then it's about he's seen its importance, and he speaks whatever he speaks about. But just in our micro kind of world of this, I was thinking about, well, if that's the case, we've got to do something in contrast. If we are back to the three-dimensional world, as opposed to the two-dimensional world, we've got to do something about it. So I had the following thought. I mean, of course, the greatest simcha is to be back together and to rejoin and to learn Teras Chaim, to see it in life and have. But at the same time, I had another thought as well, which popped in my mind literally. And the idea was that perhaps we should allocate on Thursday, the last 5 minutes of the shiur, we should allocate that one of the Chabur, Bnei Chabur, should say a thought. Now, there's two options of that. The one option could be that it's was discussed during the week in the learned material of what we covered during the week, that one of us should an additional bialoch, an additional remoshe, an additional something, which is, or just a kasha with the teretz, without the teretz, just to emphasize and stress the chabua element of our chabua, and instead of being one side, it should be much more. So there was one option. That's option A. Option B, similar but not quite the same, is that one of us should then spend 5 minutes on Thursday on the Dvar Torah on the parsha. And I think I firmly believe that if it's a rotating kind of, everybody has a chance every. Well, it's not going to be so frequent because Baruch Hashem the Chabur is, but every now and then to just to allocate the last 5 minutes of Thursday shiur for having a Chabur element. That was my thought. It might not make sense at all. There's option A, there's option B, there's option C. Is forget it altogether and, you know, stick to what we know and kind of, that's fine as well. Any thoughts on that? Yes, what do you think? Very nice idea. Very nice idea. Yeah, that's fine as well. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. A O B. Even better. That's like a Goynish, that's a Polish sticker. Very, yeah, a purple. Yeah, very good. So are we on the whole?
We've got a different shirt Thursday.
You've got January. Oh, okay. So you'll have to zoom. You've come here and you zoom to the shirt. You know. Okay, so fine. So he's on for who wants to this week, Thursday? Yeah, right, that's true as well. You know, yeah, there is more about Shechita this week. There's about Ovdei Chol a little bit. There's about it's about Shechita on Yom Tov, Oisav es Benoi. There's one long shtickle of Shutfus. Are you taking the challenge, Rabbi Tepper, this week? Yeah, and the truth is, if it moves on to a Dvar Musa on the Seder, that's also very nice. As long as it's something that we can all share on the Shabbos table, I think that should be the agenda, pretty much. Something. Are we on? Very good. We're very much looking forward. Okay, good. Gentlemen, it's great to see you, I must say. Yeah. Okay, good, fine. We are in Simon Tov Tzadikres, and we are in Siv Zayin. And what we're going to be learning now is a following halacha, not directly connected to what we've learned previously. It's a slightly additional point, which is as follows. Bottom line of page Kuf Ches. Im shochat behema basod, if somebody shechted an animal in the field. Now, we're going to see soon there's two ways a person can shecht. One is that if you just feel like, oh, this animal, I've got to shecht it. By the way, I didn't forget your question. I looked into it and I couldn't find an answer. I do not know the answer. I don't know. That might be something for Thursday if you have so if you just find yourself in the field, you want to shecht the animal. Wow, this is a really good animal. I want to shecht it. So you can shecht it. Now there's a bit of a problem that it's normally the normal way of transporting the shechted animal would be with wooden sticks. Well, I'm not talking about a chicken. We're talking about a bigger kind of animal. And you want to bring it back home to see to it. Now, normally you would take it with a wooden stick. There's a name for those sticks. What's the name of those sticks? It's not beam. There's a name. Pardon?
Skewer.
Is that what it's called? Yeah, skewer. You take the animal on that and you tie the legs on it. Yeah, is that what it is? So you normally. So now he says now you can't do that. Im shachet beim ebesodeh. So in Siv Zayin, Tov Tzadikres Siv Zayin. Im shachet beim ebesodeh. If you shechted the animal in the field, lo yavene bemoit. Do not bring it with a wooden stick or bemoito. Kederech with the way sheoise bechol. The way you normally transport the animal on a weekday. Elo rather yavene beyodoy. You do it with your hand. Evorim evorim limb after limb. Now normally this is not self understood at all, because as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sefkot Mem Dalet, second line from the top, Yevenu Biyodim Afagav, although to Mafish Ali Deze Beilucha, you're going to have to go far more times back and forth from the place where you shechted the animal back home. You might have to go many times back and forth. It's much more practical to take it on the stick, and furthermore, it's also you really increase workload by going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. If you'd use a stick, you'd only go once, and that's it. Here, you have to go far many times. Nevertheless, it is the best way to do it, because mikol mokam, nevertheless, adif tefei, this is the preferred method, kidei, in order shaloi over to the chol. We had this previously in Ilchas Shabbos 2, that since this is over to the chol, we had mamash the same concept, since this is over to the chol, to use such a stick, so we'd much rather have you going many more times, which is a tircha really, but nevertheless, tircha is better than over to the chol. Yeah, now, see, Ches goes on and tells us the following. You've got a chicken which was stepped on with the feet, so it was you had this chicken, but you saw that it was stepped on. Breglaim, they are very the chickens normally. So my brother-in-law tells me, I like to speak to my shog about shechita. It's his job, so that's what. Whenever we get together, asking. So I asked him once, how old are the chickens? It took me once a little bit as well. So I asked him once, how old are the chickens that we should, you know, how old are the chickens that we eat?
3 months.
3 months? Maybe. You think about 3 months? 3 months? How old do you think the chickens are?
6 months.
6 months? And about an average, about 33 days old. The best are 31 to 33 days. Older than that, they get a bit soggy, yeah. And normally, that is, yeah. That's what he tells me. So often they're maybe running around and maybe just loose. So if you stepped on them, it's common that the person would step on it. Now, if a chicken was stepped on, so yesh lochush, and you might be concerned, shenisrasku evorov, that the inner organs may have been damaged. By having stepped on the animal, perhaps the inner organs were damaged. Velochein, therefore, tzorich shiyeh me'ez le'ez, uvdika achashchita. Under normal circumstances, you'd have to make sure this animal is an animal which isn't dangerously damaged, and therefore would be a teifa. So normally, under normal circumstances, you have to let it live for 24 hours. And moreover, you'd need to do a bdika achashchita. You'd have to do a bdika. You need to check an internal examination to check as to whether that after the shchita, you have to check that the inner organs were not damaged. Nevertheless, mutar l'shachta b'yom tov, you're allowed to shecht this animal on Yom Tov. You're allowed to shecht, although you have a evidence that it has been stepped upon. Nevertheless, you're allowed to shecht in Yom Tov. For lo yichashin, we are not concerned. Shema yimotze, perhaps you'll find trefo, you'll find the animal being a trefo with damaged organs inside it. Aval gav, although tisyalit beres, although there was born within it a defect, right? It's not a suspected defect. There's no chazok anymore that everything is in order. Normally, well, the starting point is really how can you shecht an animal in Yom Tov in the first place? Perhaps it's teif and you won't be able to eat it, and then you're going to do a melacha for nothing. How can you shecht the animal yontov? Perhaps it's going to be teifa. And then in hindsight, he was a shechita be'issa. The answer is because under normal circumstances, a shechita, you know, it will be fine. And the animal is healthy and it's fine, you can eat it. You don't have to be concerned that perhaps he might be a teifa and you can't eat it. So this is true if the animal is healthy. But even here, although there is here a evidence that something happened, we know this chicken has been stepped on, nevertheless, you are allowed to rely that it will be fine in Mitzvah Hashem, and the animal will be kosher to eat. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem Vav, Lochein tzorich shiyeh me'ez le'ez, normally you need to wait 24 hours, kedei sheyetze mechashash risu gevorem, that normally you need to wait 24 hours just to make sure that he survived the stampede. For tzorich kam kibdika, and you also need a checking of an internal check bdika. Tnidi bevada ilo nispar kevorov mejomes le'ez. Although once he survived for 24 hours, you know that he's not completely gone. Mikomok nevertheless shemo ires beivorim apnimim. Could be that something happened to the lung. Could be something happened to you can't know. So therefore, you've got to do a bdika after the shechita. Yeah. Now the Maaser, the Rama tells us in Yeridea, and I'm reading the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Te'enu bekin bevdikas kol evorim. We down this. We don't rely on such a bdika. Lo yemishkachas din le'adidon. V'Rama lo hir bazeh shesomach mashkos beYeridea sham. The Maaser, there is a halacha that the Rama paskins. We cannot rely on bdikas. And therefore, halacha the Maaser, if a chicken has been stepped on, the Maaser, the Rama in Yeridea paskins, we cannot eat it. We cannot shecht it because we cannot rely on our bdikas. Our bdikas are not good enough. So once you see an oif that was stepped on, you have to leave it. So that's the mice. The Ramovi doesn't point anything out because he explained it elsewhere near there. We're not booking. It could still be that we do a bdika and we miss something. So once you've got evidence that something is fishy, then I saw that also when I went to the abattoir. I saw there was boxes and boxes and boxes of these big crates of, I don't know how many chickens fit in one of those crates. They shecht, like the speed of shechit, they do literally one after the other. They don't even spend time picking them up because they've got workers, Polish workers, that give them the chickens. They do like this, one, tack, like literally, tack, tack. And you see them, it's not a myth, they really do jump around without the head. It's not a myth, it's true. They do jump around headless, it's true. and so they you have eaten supper yet? so they really do. So they really do the shirtim go one after the other, and if they see in those crates, they often, so if they see anything is slightly not normal, I saw them doing that when they quickly have a quick glance. To have an amazing expertise, they so much experience. They had the first glance, they can see that chicken is 100%. They quickly put it aside. They quickly put it aside, and then, pardon?
Lucky chicken.
Not really. I'll tell you what happens then, because the workers then, they pop off their, I've seen it, they literally like this, and they keep it for themselves. And then after they speak about inhumane shechita, you know. So, pardon?
Lucky workers.
Yeah, lucky workers, yeah. It is, you know, it's very ironic, that thing. It's really, really, it's, you can see that there's agendas behind all this. So that's now there is something which is very relevant for us, and let me just mention that as well. The Mishnah Berurah discussed over here that what happens if you've got any, the principle is still very correct and relevant to us. What happens if you've got chickens that look a bit fishy, like these kids, you see a chicken which look a bit, we don't shech behemoth anymore on Yom Tov, but and that was the minik that we did shech behemoth on Yom Tov for I think that was generally the minik, because the percentage and the ratio of animals which of gusts of big animals that turned out to be tefah was quite large. Chickens, however, the ratio of kosher is very high. So the minig was that people would shech chickens on Yom Tov. So the question is, what happens if there is something fishy with a chicken? Can you still shech it or not? Fishy with a chicken. Pardon?
What sort of?
If you feel that it doesn't look quite right, there's something which doesn't look 100% with that chicken. You suspect a broken limb, or you suspect that maybe there was a hole, he stepped on a nail, or he ate something which wasn't. Would that mean that you can't shech the chicken anymore on Yom Tov? You have to wait or not? So you know what? Let's leave that for tomorrow, Mi'atz Hashem, because there's something I want to speak about, and I want to allow a few minutes for the feast. So, but just summarizing what we learned this evening, we spoke about the way you bring the animal in has to be on a wooden cannot be on a wooden stick like you normally do on a weekday, because it's day over to the choil, and very importantly, if you bring it a volume, you bring limb by limb, it may be more work, but nevertheless, it's better than over the chol. You don't do something like on a weekday. So although it's more work, nevertheless, it's still the preferred method, and don't do it the way you do on a weekday. Then we spoke about a chicken which was stepped upon. Despite the fact that there is some risk and if something appears not to be 100% right, nevertheless, you are allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. And as long as you do a bdika after the shechita, which we said earlier that we don't do bdikas anymore. Halacha lemaisa, Rama says we don't do bdikas anymore. And therefore, comes out that we wouldn't allow actually shechting on Yom Tov if there is a chicken which was stepped on. And more on this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay.